Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bobo Newsom. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chubby Dean. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rusty Peters. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Wayne Ambler. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Lynn Nelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Turbeville. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Turbeville. And now, play ball. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turbeville fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turbeville fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Fox. Finney moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive towards center. Kramer catches it and throws to third to double up Finney. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball four. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair takes first base on ball four. Higgins moves to second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. McNair moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair scores. Desautels moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Desautels scores. Newsom moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field. Nelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler strikes out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. George Turbeville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turbeville hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Brucker and he is out, Ambler applying the tag. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Finney reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Werber strikes out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. Dean hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Newsom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brucker for a passed ball. Newsom moves to second. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Peters reaches third base with a triple. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brucker strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peters scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. George Turbeville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turbeville is 0-for-1 in the game. Turbeville hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer strikes out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ambler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Finney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Finney reaches third base with a triple. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Werber strikes out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-2 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Finney scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins strikes out. There goes Fox. The throw from Brucker to Peters, and Fox is out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. McNair steals second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Desautels hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 2 in the game. Ambler strikes out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Nelson reaches second base with a double. George Turbeville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turbeville is 0 for 2 in the game. Turbeville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mills hits a line drive into center field. Finney picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Finney. Mills moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Harry Kelly now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Finney hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dean hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Desodles takes first base on ball 4. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Desodles moves to second. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 3 in the game. Ambler hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to second. Two outs. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Nelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Nelson reaches second base with a double. Peters scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Nelson scores. It's Red Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Finney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Finney reaches second base with a double. Kelly scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Archie McCain now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 4 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Werber reaches second base with a double. Finney scores. Moses moves to third. It's 6-4, Athletics. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dean takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Moses scores. Werber moves to third. Dean moves to second. It's 7-4, Athletics. Fritz Ostermueller now pitching. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. All runners are safe. It's 8-4, Athletics. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-4 in the game. Ambler hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mills hits a line drive to center field. Finney throws towards Ambler. Ambler fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ambler. Mills moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-4 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mills scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 8-5, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nelson. Fox reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. Cronin goes all the way around to score. It's 8-7, Athletics. Bud Thomas now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's Red Sox, 8, Athletics, 8. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McNair moves to second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Desautels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Wilson now pitching. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-4 in the game. Brucker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 4-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Nelson strikes out. 2 outs. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 4-5 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mills hits a fly ball into left field. Nelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-5 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Finney. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Chapman hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nelson. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Chapman goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 10-8, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters misplays the ball. That's an error on Peters. Cronin scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-8, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dean hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to third. Dean moves to second. Eddie Smith pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Dean moves to third. Peters moves to second. It's 11-9, Red Sox. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-5 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dean scores. Peters scores. Smith moves to second. It's Red Sox, 11, Athletics, 11. George Caster pinch hits for Lynn Nelson. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 11. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney now playing second base. Eddie Smith now playing center field. Jack Rothrock now playing left field. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Desautels bunts between the mound and first base. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Desautels for the out. McNair moves to second. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg strikes out. Brucker drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wahlberg out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Mills strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 11. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 4-for-6 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. Moses bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber is walked intentionally. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dean strikes out. There goes Finney. The throw from Desautels and Finney is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 11. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and two walks. Chapman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Smith who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. It's 12-11, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 11. The Athletics will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro now playing left field. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and three walks. He's got one RBI. Peters strikes out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Smith reaches second base with a double. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brucker moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 11. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.